Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Good morning. The Word of God for us today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 1 through 11. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, "Let Jesus be cursed." And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates them in everyone. Now to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these things are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of the Lord.
So for the past several weeks, we've been talking about the starting point of our faith and our commitment to Christ and what it means to follow Christ fully and to really participate fully in the body of Christ, the church. And we've been talking about our commitments, first of all, to Christ and what it means for Christ to be the first priority of our lives. We've talked about our commitment to prayer and what it means to really have our lives filled with prayer. And we looked at the Lord's Prayer as sort of a model prayer for how we could structure our daily prayer lives. We looked at the importance of study and hands-on intentional Bible study and learning in intentional kinds of ways. That we learned that the most effective way for us to grow as Christians is our intentional engagement with Scripture. And we also learned that that's one of the things that we struggle with the most, is actually reading the Bible and studying the Bible and really understanding how God is speaking to us through the pages of Scripture. We talked about our commitment to worship and what it means to have a lifestyle of worship, not just worshiping 1 hour a week, but worshiping God anywhere and everywhere that we can, and then coming together as the body to sing praises and to be filled once a week in an intentional kind of way. We talked about the importance of sharing our faith and inviting others into the story of Christ so that his story might be their story, and the ways that we live our lives so that others might see Christ through us. Last week we talked about the importance of financial gifts and how our giving is a way of participating in the work of God, and how everything belongs to God and we respond by the ways that we return a portion of that back to God through the work of the church. So today we wrap up this series talking about what it means to be committed to Christ through our commitment to hands-on service in the name of Christ. Specifically, we're talking about the ways that we serve God through the church and through the community. And I want to talk about that because some of you have really never had the opportunity to do that. You've never really served beyond yourself or beyond your own family's needs. And there are several reasons for that. Maybe you've never been asked to do it. Maybe you've never been really challenged or motivated to do that. You've never really known how to get started. Or some of you have developed a mindset of service in, I'll do what I can. And it's not really that you've developed this mission mindset. It's just that you know that others are participating, and you know that everybody's going to kind of carry their fair share. And so you do kind of what you can to help out when you can. But it's not really because you're that invested in it. It's just because you don't want to feel guilty. And that's okay, too. That's a okay place to start. But I want to expand on that a little further today. And still others of you may, you know, have already discovered how serving has really become an extension and an expression of your faith in Christ, and you serve just as a way of being a Christian in this world, and it just kind of comes out of you, and I hope today that you'll hear more of that and be encouraged to continue on in your service. Now, the principles that I want to talk about as we talk about hands-on Christian service in the name of Christ, first of all, that we're being intentional about finding places where we can share the love of Christ, that we are serving with joy and gladness in our hearts, and that finally we're looking for ways that we can take our service to greater levels of sacrifice as we seek to make a difference for Christ in the world today. Let's bow together in prayer. Gracious God, I give you thanks for the beauty of today and for the opportunity we have to come together and worship you. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight. I pray your strength with the messenger this morning, that these words be your words, that your good news be proclaimed, received, and responded to. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Now, when we take vows of membership in the church, we commit to serving the church with our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness. These are the membership vows that we take when we join the United Methodist Church. And when we talk about membership in the church, we sometimes just lump that in with membership that we have in other places. But membership in the church is different than any other membership that we might hold in any other organization. Membership in the church is different than membership in the country club. Membership in the church is different than membership in the Rotary Club or in the PTO or in the Homeowners Association. Membership in the church is different because specifically in the church, membership is the place where we all come together in the name of Christ to be the body of Christ. When we're in the Rotary Club, we might serve as individuals, and we might serve for the good of the group, but we're still there as individuals. The church is unique. The church is the place, by definition, is the body of Christ. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 21, he says, "You are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it." Courtney talked about that a minute ago with the children, how each of us have a different part to play. Now, you know, some of you have become better feet, better right feet, and you really, you know, drop kick me, Lord, through the goalpost of life kind of people. But, you know, everybody needs feet as well. And so we have these, everybody is a member of the church. Everybody is a member of the body. Everybody has a role to play. Everybody has a part to play in it. And so if that's the case, I wonder why 9 out of 10 churches in America today are either declining or growing at a pace that is slower than the growth rate of their communities. If we are the body of Christ together, if we are a community of believers together, why is that body declining or losing ground in our world? Now, we might talk about, well, it's a secular culture. We've got a secular culture that we have to live within, and that part's true. Or maybe it's godless politics that we have to deal with in our world, and that may be true as well. It may be that the churches have become hypocritical or filled with hypocritical members and people are turned off by that, and that might be true. Or they might be led by ineffective pastors and they're declining because of that, and that might be true as well. I wonder, though, if the reason why we're losing ground is that we've lost the meaning of what it means to really be the body of Christ. Or have we joined the church expecting others to feed us and serve us and care for us? Have we gotten disillusioned with the church and become critical of those hypocritical members and failed to see our own hypocrisies in the midst of that? Have we joined the church only for its privileges and its perks? Has the church today devolved into a place in which people will do a little bit and show up a little bit and give a little bit and say a whole lot? Is today's church a collection of consumers? Or is it really a community of contributors? Are people asking today, what's in it for me? Or, Lord, what can I do for you? Friends, if we want to change the world, if we want to transform lives, if we want to really make a difference in the world today, I believe that transformation starts with ourselves, our own hearts and our own lives and the ways that we are approaching our faith and our commitment to Christ and what it means to serve him in the world. When we talk about commitment to the church, when we talk about our commitment to Christ, what we're really talking about at the end of the day is biblical membership. What does biblical membership in the church really look like? Well, I think it's a place where we serve and give abundantly and joyfully all of ourselves so that God would be glorified and the world would be changed. That's really all we're talking about. And Paul paints a picture of that for us, a community that looks like that in 1 Corinthians 12. We just heard the scripture read a minute ago. There are many gifts, but the same Spirit. Different kinds of service, but the same Lord. Different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all people. Friends, I think this is a picture of a church that is vividly alive, a place that is just exploding with growth and with excitement, and it's all being driven and all being led by the power of the Holy Spirit, who has worked in each person different gifts, different abilities, different talents, called people to different places of service, but it's all the same God who calls us together. And the purpose for that work in verse 7, to each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit. It's given for the common good. God calls us all together with the different interests and the different skills and the different gifts that we have, the different work that we offer, the different service that we offer, all for the benefit of the common good, all for the benefit of all of us and the ways that we come together. Different gifts, but the same God. And the gifts are for the good of the whole, to glorify God. Paul goes on to elaborate what some of these gifts are. I don't think his list here is meant to be exhaustive. I don't think when we read the next verses, we're meant to say, well, these are the only gifts that the Spirit gives. I think these are the ones that Paul happens to mention here. I think those gifts exist all throughout the church. The gifts of wisdom and the gifts of prophecy and the gifts of teaching and preaching and healing and those types of things, but also the gifts of music, the gifts of song, the gifts of organization, the gifts of understanding the intricacies of construction and electronic things and media, and all these things come together for the benefit of the common good so that the church can truly be the body of Christ in the world today. I saw last night the talent that exists here at Stonebridge Church, as we had about 20 folks in the church share their talents with the congregation to raise some money for the youth mission trips. And it's amazing the kind of talent that we have here, the kind of people that are involved. I interact with people on a daily basis who come into the office to give and to serve and to use their talents. We know that the church is active and alive throughout the community, and it's really, really exciting to see. I'm still just a week removed from having been in Guatemala with 11 of our church members. And if you haven't been on a trip like that, you'll see sometimes on a trip like this really where the gifts of individuals show up. Because we were 12 totally different people who see the world in totally different ways, who contribute to the world in totally different ways, and yet we came together there in Guatemala to do a work, and we each brought our own gifts and talents, and we served Christ in a variety of different ways. It wasn't just drilling a well. It wasn't just interacting with children. It wasn't just interacting with the community. It was all of us coming together, using our gifts at various times to benefit the body of Christ. And a lot of times, the desire to go on trips like that, the desire to serve God in the world, begins with our children and our youth. And I've asked Taryn O'Brien to come and share with me a little bit. Taryn's part of our student ministry here at Stonebridge. I finally did it. I just about said Faith instead of Stonebridge. 15 weeks in, and Taryn's a student here at Stonebridge, and she's a senior, and she's been part of our ministry here. And I wanted to ask her to share a little bit about why serving Christ and serving in mission really is important to her. So would you help me welcome Taryn to the stage, please?
Is that on?
Wait, that's on. Good, good. So, Taryn, I just, first of all, thanks for coming up and sharing a little bit with us. I just want to ask you, you know, how did you get started doing mission work with the student ministry? What motivated you to do that?
I started first getting into mission work when I was fresh out of confirmation, and so that was, like, the cool thing to do. You get to go finally be part of the youth, and the first big trip that you get to go on is the summer mission trip, and so that's when I started, but now it's really turned into like something that I feel like I'm called to do, and not just a trip with friends.
So you said confirmation. Would you say that your confirmation experience, as you're learning about the church and learning about what it means to serve Christ, motivated you in some way to want to serve beyond just yourself and to serve the church?
Yeah, most definitely.
So cool. That's learning about the church is not just about learning doctrine. It's about learning how to serve in the church. Excellent. So how has your faith been influenced? How have you grown in your faith in Christ as a result of some of these mission trips and mission activities that you've been a part of?
I've definitely realized that I can't be putting it on somebody else saying that, somebody else will do it, but if I keep thinking that, then somebody else is probably thinking that exact same thing, so the work's not going to get done. And it's definitely taught me that faith without works is dead. And there's multiple ways to serve, whether through missions or song or music, but mine is definitely through missions.
So you're a senior. You're heading off to college next year. Have you decided where you're going to go?
Oklahoma University. Definitely. As you're wearing burnt orange.
I am wearing burnt orange. It's not why I wore burnt orange today, but okay. God needs missionaries in Oklahoma. That's good.
Thanks.
How do you think your commitment to serving here? Because sometimes, you know, students go off to college and church is not always the first thing on their minds. How do you think your commitment to serving and hands-on service to Christ's name might keep you connected with the church and with the body of Christ even as you go off to school?
Yeah, definitely. Going off to college, from my friends that are in college, they have a hard time finding their place after leaving their home church. And if that is my case, I'll keep searching. But definitely, missions has become such a big part of my life that it's going to continue to be such a big part of my life. And no matter whether it's on the campus in Norman or if it's in surrounding communities, I'm definitely going to be searching for ways to be involved in missions and serving, whether it be by myself or with a group of friends.
Thanks so much, Taryn. Thanks for sharing your story with us this morning. And would you help us thank Taryn for... Yeah, I'm telling you, lots of amazing things happen on these mission trips. And so if you've ever been on one of those trips, or if you've been thinking about serving with our students or going off to Guatemala next year, I encourage you to do it. I encourage you to, it's really some powerful things happen. But also recognize that not everyone is called to go on one of these trips. Not everyone even wants to necessarily go on one of these trips, and that's fine too. Not everyone has to serve by going off on a mission trip. And I was doing some research the other day. I was just trying to think about the ways that our church is involved in serving the community and serving the world, and I just went to our church's website. And if you haven't been to the missions page on our website in a while, I encourage you to check it out. I'm just going to share with you a little bit of how you might be involved, or how our church is already involved, and how you might jump in to put your hands and feet to the work of Christ. Starting with our children. If you haven't gotten your children participating in Mission Possible Kids, there are like 125 kids participating in this thing, and they are learning how to be the hands and feet of Christ at a very, very small age. They're meeting this afternoon, right after worship today. They are participating in their monthly gatherings, and if you want to know more information about that, I highly encourage you to talk to Candy and find out about this incredible ministry that's teaching our kids from a very, very early age how to serve beyond themselves. Or if you have students, our student ministry is alive with mission opportunities. They take mission trips to other places. They help build wheelchair ramps and re-roof homes to make them warmer and safer and drier. They serve in the community. They partner with community organizations, and you can talk to Ed Whipple and Sharon Boswell about those ministries, and I highly, highly encourage you to do that. You heard earlier about our family promise and the commitment that we have to them, and we serve every quarter. We open up our building, and we bring in families who are in need of a place to live and offer them a place to live for the week, and many of them use this temporarily as they're getting back on their feet and getting jobs and getting back into society. It's an amazing way of trying to really help with the issue of homelessness that exists even here in Collin County. We contribute and participate with the community food pantry here in McKinney. We participate with Samaritan Inn, which also offers housing resources to those who are displaced. Community Lifeline is another place where we're really partnering with the community to try to help serve the needs that exist right here in McKinney. We have a Habitat House that's going on right now. I think our church's next time to go out and build is November 23rd. It's a Saturday. If you want to help swing a hammer in the name of Jesus, this is a great way to do it. It provides somebody with a place to live. We participate in Operation Clothe the Child, where we are helping make sure that kids get to go back to school with new clothes, new shoes. You know how it feels when you send your kids to school with new clothes, how much better they feel about themselves, and that helps them perform better in school. It's a way of participating there. We have a partnership through the 3E organization here in McKinney with Malvern Elementary. We have adopted Malvern Elementary School. We offer tutoring. We partner with the kids. We do all kinds of fun stuff. If you haven't yet gone over to Malvern Elementary School and seen how we are at work in that school, really sharing the love of Christ and helping impact kids, it's an amazing ministry, and it's happening all over the school district with different churches and different schools. Our partnership happens to be with Malvern, which is a Title I school, and if you speak Spanish, it's especially helpful if you can be there, because that helps bridge some of the language gaps, but I encourage you to get more information about that. We deliver Meals on Wheels. We participate in disaster relief through the American Red Cross and through the United Methodist Committee on Relief. We are a Red Cross shelter here at the church. We just had some folks here who were displaced by a fire not too long ago. We've sent teams most recently into Moore, Oklahoma after the tornado. We have some trained people who are allowed to get in even before, you know, everybody else is allowed to get in. We've got some folks who have been trained. There's another training, I think, next month. You can get involved. There are all kinds of places where you where you can serve. You just saw a video about Operation Christmas Child. We'll be gathering up boxes so that we can make sure that kids around the world have a chance to have a Merry Christmas and get some things that they need to feel the love of Christ from half a world away. Next week, you're going to hear more about our Heart of Christmas Market, where we try to raise money, again, to benefit missions and to benefit the children and the people of our community. We raised money last July with a mission golf marathon. We raised about $50,000 with some guys who were playing golf all day long. That's a great way to raise money, by the way. And those funds were distributed all around the world in different mission activities that were designated by the ministries here at Stonebridge. And then just if you haven't heard enough already, this Saturday coming up in the city of McKinney is their Make a Difference Day, where they're going to have projects going on all around the community, from basic cleanup in yards to some bigger stuff. And I encourage you to find out ways that you can participate with our larger community and get involved and Make a Difference Day here in McKinney. These are ways that we are the hands and feet of Christ out in the community and out in the world. Amen? And I left some stuff out, I think. I'm not sure what I left out, but I'm pretty sure that I did. And if you have other things that I left out, come talk to me about it. I'll make sure that we talk about it. There's no shortage of opportunities to be the hands and feet of Christ outside the walls of the church. But when we're talking about hands-on service in the name of Christ, that's not all we're talking about. We're not just talking about ways that we reach out beyond the church. It's also talking about ways that we serve people who come into the walls of the church, people who are served by our Sunday school teachers, who we always need people who will teach our children and our youth and take on adult classes. It's not just for our members' sake, but making sure that anytime somebody new comes into the church and they want a Sunday school class, that when they walk into the Sunday school class where their kid is supposed to go, there's a teacher there to greet them and to make sure that they experience the love of Christ. That's one way that you can use your gifts inside the church. You can be you can talk to Candy and Donna about getting more information about that. They'd love to talk to you. You can talk to Ed or Sharon about getting involved with our student ministries and sharing the love of Christ with youth. And you know, whether they're confirmation students or mid-high students or high school students, these are kids who need to know that people love them and care about them, and you can be that person for them. You can serve in various projects that happen around the church. There are ministries that happen all week long. You can come up and help, you know, administrative things and use your gifts there organizationally and all those types of things that you can do to serve Christ. You can participate in our care ministries, our prayer ministries, our hospitality ministries, greeters, ushers, ambassadors for Christ. Find ways that you can jump in and serve. You can be a worship leader. You can be a musician. You can be a singer. You can be a media person. There are all kinds of different things that you can do to serve Christ. And I hope maybe you're starting to hear and starting to think about something that might resonate with you. Because there are lots of folks right now who are doing lots of stuff, and I promise you, they would love to have your help, because sometimes they're out there serving and they feel alone doing it. We've got others who have served for a long time, and they are tired. They have worked and worked and worked, and they're just worn out, and they need some rest. They need some time to rejuvenate. In a church this size, we ought to be able to rotate leadership and rotate people around if everybody is serving. There's some who have never really served before and never really done anything, but you'd really like to. And I just want to encourage you to jump in today. Find a place where you can use your gifts and do more in the name of Christ. This book that we've been studying along with this series, Committed to Christ by Bob Crossman, he asked the question, what are your talents and how are you using them? Are you really using your gifts to serve the body of Christ, to make the body of Christ stronger? What will you do? Friends, I'm excited to see and to know the things that you'll do, the places where you'll get blisters in Jesus' name, the places that your commitment to Christ and your commitment to serving might take you, and the ways that you'll make a huge difference in the world around you. Last week, the day before we were supposed to leave from Guatemala, we were driving together as a team, and we were going to go see some sights, and we were driving just away from the place where we were staying, and we saw a man on the side of the road with a piece of tree, a log, that was laying down on its side, and he was carving it. And we got closer, and we noticed that he was carving a face into the side of that tree, and we had to have it. So we didn't buy that one, but he had some others that he was selling, and we bought one from him, and we snuck him on the plane and took him home. Now, I've just got to ask you the question. This is obviously a skilled artist using his hands and his talent in a way that was very powerful to us. I believe that when you serve in the name of Christ, when you put your hands and feet to the work of sharing your gifts and your talents to make the world a better place, others will see the face of Jesus in your work as well. And so I pray that you'll leave this morning with a new commitment to be proactive and intentional about finding places to serve. Don't just wait for us to beg you from up here. Be proactive and intentional about the ways that you'll serve. Serve with joy and gladness in all that you do, and recognize God's invitation to you to greater sacrifice and greater service, so that our world might be transformed with the love of Christ. I've left a commitment card for you in your worship guides. I'm going to do something different today than we've done before. I'm not going to ask you to bring that card up here. I want you to take that card home. I want you to take that card with you, put it in your Bible, put it on your mirror in your bathroom, put it on your refrigerator, put it someplace where you're going to see it. And challenge yourself this week: where is God calling me to use the gifts that God has uniquely planted in me to make a difference for God's kingdom in our world? That's one of the ways that we show God our love for Him. It's certainly one of the ways that we demonstrate our commitment. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we give you thanks for gifting us, empowering us, and loving us enough to let us share in your work. We pray that you will inspire us and challenge us to use our hands, our feet, our intellect, our talents, our voices, wherever it is that we can serve, that you'll allow us to do that. We thank you in advance for the powerful ways that your world might be transformed through that great work. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us in worship every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30 in either our celebration service, which offers a blended worship style, or in The Bridge, which offers a contemporary and soulful worship style. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.